Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information and Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling in on whatever Wednesday from my home office here in Idaho. We have so much snow, and I've been complaining about the drought, so it finally ended. Yay! We'll have water this spring and summer. And I'm excited to co-host with Lisa. She's got a cool topic for us to talk about today. But first, a few announcements. You know, we do have a really important sales call tonight that we encourage everybody to get on. It's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, beamermeetings.com. We're talking about the lease-to-own program and, of course, the unveiling of the B-Body, which is going to be back in the B-Sit sometime in the next several weeks. So you don't want to miss that. You want to be definitely up to date on those release dates, how it's going to roll out. And we also have an equine presentation coming up in March with Dr. Burka and Dr. Brandenburg that you're going to want to get your equine people involved in. That is in your newsletter, your most recent newsletter, and on the homepage of your Beamer back office dashboard. And we do have some academies coming up this weekend. Nora and Bettina Torres and myself are teaching one Saturday and Sunday, and we still have a few seats left. If you have any IBDs that need to get their educational requirements done, please get them to tune in. And there's, I think, a couple other academies taking place this weekend, too, on different time zones. And I'm sure I'm missing some stuff, so I'm going to ask my friend Lisa if she could chime in with anything I may have overlooked. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, David. Good morning, everybody, or afternoon if you're on the East Coast like I am. So I just wanted to point out that the lease-to-own program is now live. And if you haven't had a chance to get into your back office and check that out, a couple of things about it is there is, on your dashboard, there is now a blue button that says lease to own, and you'll need the email address of your prospect to send them a link via an email through your back office so that that person is attached to you. And you may want to, you know, just go through it yourself. Send it, not, it won't allow you to send it to a Beamer mail. You have to send it to a another email address, just so that you can, you know, see what your potential customer is going to see. In addition to that, they've given you some support on that lease to own program. It's in the back office in your distributor library. There is a tab for the lease-to-own program, and it's right underneath the sales and marketing tab. It's its own tab. It says lease-to-own support materials, and it gives you a little workbook on how to use, you know, how to get the most out of this lease-to-own program so that people are purchasing at the end. It gives you an activity tracker. It also gives you a series of text messages that you can use to text to your customers that are on the lease-to-own program. So a lot of done-for-you tools to take advantage of that program. and it's all in the back office. So you just need to log on there. And they're going to talk about that tonight as well on the national sales call. They're also going to be talking about kind of the revamping of Blog Talk Radio, which is really exciting on Mondays now starting March 1st, which is a Monday. We will be doing a quick start for a month, for the month. So each week, it would be for new distributors, maybe distributors who are doing this part-time. Maybe it's a distributor that maybe doesn't have an upline support system. You're re-engaging in the business. But it's going to be a four-week training. It will be exactly the same every month. So people, you know, can opt into that just by calling into Blog Talk. There's going to be some support and accountability that goes with that, but they're going to talk about that tonight. They're going to release all the details on that. And then David and I have also kind of revamped Whatever Wednesday. We're going to do a monthly challenge like we did this month, and hopefully people are still participating in that challenge. And if you already called your three favorite customers, maybe hopefully you add three more to the list and you continue that. And what we're trying to do is encourage the behaviors to keep your pipeline full and keep sharing Beamer so that you can also keep making money. So definitely if you're still calling customers and you have, you know, a testimonial that you want to share with us, we'd love to hear your success in that. And so every month, the first week of every month, we're going to kick off a new challenge. The second week will be an accountability follow-up to that challenge, just to hear how people are doing in the challenge and hear people share their success. And then the third week, which is what we're in right now, the third week of February, we'll be talking about, we'll have a training tip, you know, something out of the box that maybe you hadn't thought of, or, you know, today it's going to be talking about creative, innovative, out of the box ways to use some of the marketing materials that we have. And then week four will be an interview week, and we'll be bringing on a guest. It could be from the corporate office, maybe a regional director. You know, maybe a distributor who was able to go senior in 60 days and just start bringing in, you know, some other people that are in Beamer to share, you know, their success. And that if, and then if we have the occasional five Wednesdays in a month, it'll be a Q&A, a total Q&A. It's still going to be called Whatever Wednesday, so that means that you can still just hit one on your phone to ask any question. It doesn't have to be related to the topic of that week. So that part will still always remain the same, but we're going to have more of a consistent show. With that, we're going to kick off this Wednesday with creative ways to use some marketing tools. So David and I were talking about this, and, you know, when David and I started, and a lot of, you know, some of the top people in the company, we literally had two tools, and that was the blood flow video and the Beamer. And so that's how we started, and it continues to be the same thing that we use. And, you know, I think now that we have so many amazing sales and marketing tools, that sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, what should I send? Or it's, oh my gosh, I'm going to send them everything. And so we just wanted to talk about today, you know, something that just as simple as the before and after blood flow video, and, you know, texting that to somebody and saying, you know, check out this blood flow video. Which would you rather have, the one on the left or the one on the right? and you are likely going to get a response back, and they're, of course, going to want the one on the right. And then that's your opening to say, would you mind, you know, do you have 5 minutes so I can share with you, like, how that blood flow improved? And you don't even have to, you know, you don't even have to start off with, you know, Beamer and all of that. Keeping their curiosity, getting them to respond to a text or an email if you're using email, and starting with that, just really simple. And then it, opening up the dialogue, and you have to, you know, get good at asking questions and let them do the talking so that you can find out, you know, what is important to them. They're going to tell you what they need to know. You just have to be listening to what it is important to them. So is, you know, third-party validation important to them? Is it important to them to know who's using Beamer? So then you would look to the ambassador tools. Are they an athlete? Are they just looking for a healthier lifestyle? Then you would, are they a golfer? You know, then you would use those specific tools that are going to resonate with them, because we could send them everything, but if we don't know what makes them make the decision, then we're wasting our time, because they could see the 8-minute story and it not mean anything to them. But they could see Brooke Burke's testimonial video and they're like, I have to have it. So start with just the before and after blood flow, get the conversation going, find out, you know, what's going on with their bodies, their life, and then, you know, ask the questions and then listen for the answers, because they'll tell you what it is. And then, of course, you know, from there, you know, third-party validation, the three-way call is very effective, and it kind of takes you out of it a little bit. And then, you know, have a follow-up plan with these people. You know, how often are you going to reach out to them? So one of my favorite tools, besides the blood flow video, is iDecide. So if you're not familiar with iDecide, there is, I'll give everybody the link if you need to go on and take a look at it. But one of the creative ways that I have used iDecide, I actually did a Zoom presentation and I used the iDecide. And so I had 5 people on the Zoom, and, you know, the thing with iDecide is it's interactive. It lets those, you know, it lets the user, the person that received the iDecide, determine their path of more information. But when you're using it live with people and they're on a Zoom, and let's say, you know, I had 5 people on and it gets to the question, you know, which would you like to learn more about, you know, energy, sleep, and, you know, I'll just pick somebody and say, Joe, like, what would you like to learn more about? Oh, I definitely need more energy. So then I would play that one. And then I'd, you know, pick a couple other people and let them still have the path of making the decision about what they want to learn more about, but being there with them, because now I know they're going through the whole presentation and there's the ability to ask questions at the end. And so instead of using, you know, inviting them to maybe a product presentation on a Tuesday or an opportunity call on Thursday, this could give you an opportunity to kind of do your own presentation but not have to do all the talking, because the iDecide lets talking, you know, does the talking for you. You just click the buttons. So that's one way when we talk about you know, being creative with the marketing tools. David, any input from you?
Yes.
You know, yesterday, it's like all these things came together. You know, we had the challenge that you put forth a couple weeks ago, reaching out to customers and having them give us referrals. And, you know, I have a customer that has been having such a great experience for a couple of years now, UPS driver. And she referred me to a young man a couple years ago. He's, you know, major athlete, 29 years old, ski patrol at my local mountain. And we had kind of gone back and forth for a couple of years, but nothing had happened. And then just fortuitously yesterday, we're on the chairlift together. And I'd never met this guy face to face, and he's got a very unique name, and he introduces himself, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you and I have kind of messaged back and forth a couple of years ago. I'm the Beamer guy. So we have this great conversation, and I pull out my phone, and I do the blood flow video in front of him on the chairlift. And then I ask him permission if I can send him some stuff. And then I follow up later in the day, and I send him the new digital magazine on athletes. And he loves what he sees, and then he gets in contact with me, and I encourage him to come over for a session. And he has a session, and then I challenge him to, you know, commit to 60 days with me, beamering as many days a week as he can. And a lot of my existing endurance athletes are friends of his, so he's got this peer group. And then it all comes together, Lisa, with Cody Lind. You know, he's my distributor, who's one of the top endurance runners in the world. He happens to be calling me, and I'm with this young man, and he, of course, knows of Cody Lind because he's a big ultra runner, and Cody's a legend, if you can be a legend at the age of 26. And I put him on the phone with Cody for that third-party validation. And so it's just funny that all these tools happen to come together on this particular day and all be employed in one, you know, 8-hour, 10-hour period. And now he's super excited, and, you know, he's already thinking about wanting to bring a Beamer into his life, but he wants to get another one for his brother and his dad. And it's just funny how the world works. And I had reached out to him 2 years ago, and things had never really come together. So lastly, I just want to give a shout out to my friend Ron. I think he's on, my future business partner, a good friend of mine. I think he's on the call with us today. Hi, Ron. So with that, we encourage people
David,
to hit.
I wanted to share just one other tool that I think probably doesn't get used very often, and it's in the back office. It is an invitation to a presentation. It actually says event flyer for the general public. So when we were all out and doing presentations, and you know, I used to do twice a month a lunch and learn at the Chamber of Commerce, and you know, now I will say one of the things that this whole COVID thing has done is everybody knows how to get on a Zoom. So, you know, you could do invite people to Zoom presentations, and you have this event flyer that is completely customizable in your back office that you could email to people. You know, maybe post an event on your social media and invite people to a presentation. So this would be, you know, a really cool thing to start using and create your own event online and customize it to, you know, however you need to with the event info. Location would obviously be on Zoom, and you'd put the Zoom link in there. And then if you have iDecide, use iDecide as the presentation tool. So, David, I just wanted to kind of tie that all up, and we're open for questions. So if you've been contacting customers and you've gotten referrals, if you want to contact customers but you don't know what to say, if you have a question regarding anything that's going on right now in Beamer related, please hit 1 on your phone and come on into the queue. David, back to you.
Yes, and also, anybody who had more success from the challenge that Lisa posed a couple weeks ago on reaching out to customers and getting referrals, has anybody had further success in doing that? We'd love to hear from you.
And specifically,
Let's
we're going to call
Lisa.
Out Sandy. I said specifically we're going to call out Sandra from Houston because
Where is Sandra?
We're going to hold her accountable. So, Sandra, if you are on the call, please hit 1 on your phone.
That's funny. And did she? Hang on a second. I just lost my scroll. Oh, there she is. I believe so.
Hello. Yes,
Sandra
in
Houston.
I'm in the frozen tundra of Houston. Yep. Been without power a number of days. Came back yesterday. So guess what? Those three people, only one got called last week. And then the freeze came and lack of power. So they're still on my list. And I've got rolling blackouts now. But things are looking better. And this is a great call. In fact, I wasn't on a call on yesterday even. I had to conserve, the battery and everything on the phone. So this is a great call. Lots of really good information that I'll be using. So thanks for all the good info.
Thanks, Sandra,
great,
for calling Sandra. In. And stay safe down there. Hopefully it starts to warm up and everything comes back for you guys.
I will tell you, I never expected to see snow like I saw in Houston. It's like, really? But, it's we're warmer, much warmer. So things are good. They're improving.
Good.
We're going to get on the other side of this.
Good. Well, stay safe.
Well,
send
any leftovers north.
Huh?
I said send any leftovers north to Idaho.
You mean you don't have enough?
Never.
You're so funny.
Well, thanks for calling in.
You are better prepared for it.
We are indeed.
Yeah.
Make it a great Wednesday.
Thank you.
Area code 207-415. 207-415, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, David, Lisa. Afternoon
good
here
morning.
In Pennsylvania. Good morning. This is Jeff from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jeff.
I recently had a customer potential look at the iDecide, and he came back to me with a response of with the old saying, if it's too good to be true, then, then go from
right.
there. I didn't know what kind of response to give him after that.
Okay,
Lisa, you want to take that?
Yes, I love these people. So let me ask you this. So were those his words? Like, it sounds too good to be true.
Exactly.
Okay. So my response would have been, you're absolutely right. I thought the same thing. But let me share with you what changed my mind. And that's where your personal story comes in. We all had some sort of, not all, there are some people that were told about Beamer and they just said, yeah, I'll take one. Okay, those are far and few between. We all had some sort of objection. What he's really saying to you is, I need more information, and he needs to get on a Beamer. So I would not take that as negative. I would take that as, if this thing really is that great, I'm going to want one. So, use your own personal story. So let me ask you, when Beamer was introduced to you, what was your initial reaction to it?
I really needed to see and hear about it and was able to go, at the time, was able to go to in-person presentations. And
okay.
It took me going to a few presentations, and my sponsor, her mentor, she was very, very enthusiastic about it. So her enthusiasm, my going to a few different presentations and getting on the Beamer at the time, and actually the second time getting off the Beamer and the hair on my arms are standing up straight,
mm-hmm.
I was like, uh-huh, okay, there's something going on here.
Okay, so is he in your general vicinity where you could get him on a Beamer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I tried to call him back and got no answer and left a message, but I know I will run into him again eventually.
Yeah, so I would not give up yet. I would not wait till you run into him. I would call him, and if he doesn't answer, leave a message and say, you know what, Joe, I've been thinking about your response after you watched that Beamer presentation, and, you know, I kind of felt the same way, and I just wanted to share with you what happened, you know, when I actually got on the Beamer. And I would love to offer you a free session on the Beamer. I can come to your home, whatever. And if you have to leave that in a detailed voice message, then I would do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Awesome.
Very good.
Okay. Can't wait to hear you call back in and tell us you sold that guy a Beamer.
Okay. Me too. Thanks for
right.
And Jeff,
you're welcome.
What
Jeff,
Lisa described, what Lisa described to you, Jeff, is, you know, we talk about this in the academies, the feel, felt, found, and so it's really important to empathize. And yes, I understand how you feel. I felt the same way. What I found was blah blah blah. Right. So Lisa's correct. I mean, he just needs more information, and you could ask him something like, mm-hmm. if, you know, are you science oriented? And he may say, yeah. If he doesn't, then he, you know, maybe he just wants testimonials. But if he's science oriented, then that's how we start directing him to scholar.google.com, PubMed.gov, and help him do his research.
Mm-hmm. Another part of his response was, that if it's this good, how come I haven't heard about it?
Well, I mean, the United States isn't known for being that forward-thinking in these kinds of technologies, you know. And, I mean, I'm not disparaging the allopathic world because these MDs have saved my life a couple times. But, you know, we're so beholden to the pharmaceutical industry and surgery and really – band-aiding, you know, the tip of the iceberg, the symptoms, without really getting to the source, which is below the waterline. And, you know, Europe is so far advanced in terms of treating chronic disease and chronic discomfort with other methods besides what we're using in the United States. So it's not surprising that he's never heard of it in the United States. But that's
right.
Changing.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And part of his... Part of my reason for approaching him was him talking about having a torn meniscus.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard anything about Beamer actually healing it, but I know it would at least help with the discomfort.
Sure.
Of having whatever.
Yeah. And.
Yeah,
and remember,
yeah. So
Jeff,
listen, we never want to make any claims about healing anything.
Right.
Beamer does not diagnose, treat, or cure anything. However,
right.
when they understand how the body naturally heals itself, you have to have good blood flow, oxygen, nutrients, and removing metabolic waste from every cell in the body. And, you know, sometimes I think we try to over explain Beamer and what it does, and it's really just, it's that simple. So, you know, for sure, he's, you know, he definitely needs to get on a Beamer.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, and depending on how bad a meniscus injury is, often it does not repair itself and needs surgery. But if it's a minor meniscus issue, the body can heal that if it's given the right things like nutrition and information medicine and things like that. So, he might be able to move forward without ever having to visit the healthcare system, and wouldn't that be great?
And I honestly think he would rather go that way than having it, because I guess he's had that surgery before. So I really feel like he would rather go that way, that holistic way, than to go in and have it done again, surgery done again. He says, oh, I've had it done before,
right.
And, you know. But
Jeff, do you have anybody to put him on a three-way call with?
I do. I'm just a very part-time at this, and I haven't utilized a three-way call before. So
I encourage you to start.
Thank you.
Super important piece to the puzzle. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you. Thanks for your show.
Area code 989-370-989-370. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello. Can you hear
me?
Good
morning. Yeah.
Yes. My name is Joan, and I'm here in Florida, enjoying not having the winter snowstorm. I have a question on using the basic plan with the Beamer Go.
Okay.
We've had our Beamer for about 3 years. And, you know, have always had the B-body. And then,
yes.
You know, that was halted for a while. We continue to use the B-body ourselves, but, of course, the Go is what we're able to market right at the moment anyway. I'm a little bit confused on using the B-pad for the legs. I know the basic plan. I understand, you know, that you use it twice a day, 8 minutes, using the low setting. That's all good. But every once in a while I hear somebody say that you put it between your legs in the afternoon, and I'm not real sure what you do to get the total systemic effect.
Okay. You want me to take this, Lisa?
Go ahead, David.
So in the morning, well, first of all, when you are on the home screen of your Beamer, and you see purple, blue, yellow, and red, go to the bottom right and hit set. And now you have those settings keys like volume and brightness and time. And then the bottom row, the center key, is that high, low arrow.
Right.
And
right.
So you want to make
right.
sure that is pointing down
right.
to low, and then hit save. And now just go to your basic plan, and let's say it's the first week and you're going to do intensity level 3. So now you're going to run the B-pad down your spine. You're going to go to purple, the intensity mode, hit 3, leave the plus signal on, hit start, and you do your 8-minute morning session that way. And then the way I do my evening session with the Go set is I do the exact same thing, but I take the plus signal off, and I put the B-pad, the belt, in between my legs on its edge because the signal comes out both ways. So I'm in a recliner and my feet are up, and I just put it on its edge, and I do my 8-minute session in the evening that way.
So you don't do it on the spine in the evening?
Nope, I just do the spine in the morning, legs in the evening. Some people, if they have enough time, they will do one after the other, 8 minutes on the spine, 8 minutes on the legs, but that's 16 minutes, and then they'll do it again in the evening, but I don't. I just do 8 and 8, spine in the morning, legs in the evening.
Okay, and I know a while back we purchased a second B-pad, so we could probably do, in 8 minutes, we could do both. Because
you can do whatever you want in your own home. we just can't coach people to do that right now because that's off-label doing two things at once, but that's more just the language around this particular category that we're pigeonholed in. So you can choose to do that if you want.
But you think that using it the way you use it gives you that total systemic effect just because you're doing that 8 minutes?
I mean, I've done it this way since March.
Okay.
Yeah, so I haven't used my B-body in that way since March. I've just done the B-pad.
Okay.
And I mean, now it's, what, 7-8 months later, and I haven't – 9 months later or 10 months later, I haven't even noticed any difference.
Okay. Are there any testimonials for people that have just used the Go set?
I think some of our brand ambassadors, Lisa.
At one point, I know. Blog Talk on Tuesdays.
Go ahead, Lisa.
David.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to ask her, call into Blog Talk Testimonial Tuesday. A lot of the people that are calling in are Go users and will be sharing their testimonials.
Thanks for calling in. Area code 386-238. 386-238, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Wanda in Daytona Beach. It's really cold here today. It's about 62 degrees, just saying. I took the challenge. I'm still making sure I make my calls. And at 1 o'clock today, I have someone coming by to pick up a Beamer. I'm loaning it to her for a couple of weeks. And this is somebody we've had ours over 5 years. I introduced it to her and talked to her about it 5 years. For 5 years, I've been dribbling on her. So, the one thing is, if it's too good to be true, I would have heard about it. Our son, who is my stepson, retired military in Germany, and he moved locally. And it took almost 5 years before he bought his Beamer. Because he said if it had been so good, I would have heard about it when I was in Germany. We loaned it to him for a couple of weeks. We had done that for just a few days before then, and then we decided that we would leave it with them because the wife, our daughter-in-law, is having to wear the mask while she's working, and I could really tell the difference in how she was looking and feeling, and I really wanted her to try it for a couple of weeks. They saw results. They didn't talk about it between each other for a few days, and then they like, aha, we need to do this. So they bought theirs back in September. So never give up. Just keep dribbling. And one other guy that just recently bought his, he was one of the very first ones 5 years ago that we shared the Beamer with, and he just recently. But everybody's situation changes. He is going into kidney failure, so his situation changed. He was he tried the Beamer a couple times, once this was going on, then he was ready to. We loaned it to him a couple of weeks, and then he ordered it. He wanted to know how much it cost, and I said, "How much does it cost if you don't get it?" So he sat down and wrote a check. So
That's a great story.
Wanda, how many referrals have you been able to get since you started this challenge at the beginning of the month?
I'm asking for referrals. I really haven't gotten any. Actually, I have. I've gotten two now that you say that because I have a lady that I was telling you on our last week or the week before. She has given me two referrals. She along the one, and then in the meantime, she has called me with another one. This other lady has not called me back, though. She did not give me her phone number. She gave me. And for Jeff, I think it's Lippincott up in Pennsylvania. One time we were on a call, and I had talked about what I had going on with my M word in my head for years and had got relief from that. If I can do a three-way call anytime with him for that condition, if he wants to have my phone number. For somehow or another, we had miscommunication. I don't know if he never got my phone number or not, but he had intentions to call me, but he never did. So there you go.
Okay. I will forward your number to him.
Okay, that'd be great. All right, thank you so much. I'm still working on, I made phone calls, but some people have not called me back yet. So I'm doing my at least my three calls and more. And I appreciate the challenge.
Good.
I appreciate both of you being there for us.
Good. Awesome. Thank you, Wanda, for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Great story. Area code 586-354-586-354. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, David and Lisa. This is Marge Cantu from Dade City.
Hello.
How are you? Yeah.
Great.
I usually don't call in, but I'm going to be brave today and call in because I want to respond to the man who had a torn up knee, because that's the reason I got a Beamer. I fell down the basement stairs in September of 2017, and I ended up on my back icing and using heat on my knee. And then somebody introduced me to the Beamer, and of course I never heard of it, and I'm a big skeptic. So she says, well, come on to my house and I'll put you on it. So I did. And the discomfort was subsided almost to the point where I could notice it, but I wasn't sure. So I waited 2 or 3 days, and the discomfort came back with a vengeance. So I was going to have stem cell surgery, and I finally decided to get an MRI because this doctor told me I had arthritis, and I didn't have arthritis. And so long story short, after I was on it the second time from this lady, I said, oh, yeah, definitely something's going on here, because I felt a trickle in my knee. So I came home, and I listened and watched videos for about a week. And I thought, you know what, I can get stem cell, but I'm not sure that this works because it's all new technology. But this thing I know works. And I'll have it for the rest of my life. So I got one, and 3 weeks later, I was starting to put weight on my knee. Now I'm walking about 3 miles a day.
That is an awesome testimonial. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome,
That's
Lisa.
Very, very
I
great.
Also,
and congratulations on being brave today.
Yeah, I also wanted to tell the man that called, I think it was 2 or 3 calls ago, that if he wanted me to do a 3-way call with him, just go to marge.cantu@beamermail.com, and I will give him my phone number, and I'd be more than glad to do a 3-way call with him. Or you can have my phone number, but I don't want to give it over the air.
No, that's awesome, Marge. That's very kind of you. All right. Thanks, everybody. We have, I think, time for just one more call. We have another person in the queue. Area code 720-774 or 720-774. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Mary King calling. This is a great Blog
Hi,
Talk
Mary.
Today. we've been working on customer thing as well. One interesting thing for us, well, two. We were total skeptics. I won't go into that story. That's old. And Mike uses the Go set with his patients, so they actually experience it when they come for an appointment. So that's a real door opener, just like, you know, going out and giving people sessions elsewhere. So just wanted to share that. We all have different resources, and we should just go for them.
Mary, it's always great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in today.
You have a great rest of your day, both of you.
Thank you. You as well. Lisa, thanks for co-hosting with me today.
Pleasure, as always. And everybody, make sure you get on that national sales call tonight. I think we're going to hear some really fabulous news. And until next Wednesday, everybody go out and share Beamer and put more people on it.
Make it a great Wednesday, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.